This is Akashvani, the news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Trinidad and Tobago tonight on the second leg of his five-nation visit. Mr. Modi will hold talks with the President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangulu, and Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesar, and discuss further strengthening of bilateral relations in Port of Spain. During his visit, Prime Minister Modi is expected to address a joint session of Parliament in Trinidad and Tobago, and also scheduled to address the India diaspora. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar questioned Western nations for not supporting India's position on terrorism and stressed the need for a more unified global response. Replying to queries during a media briefing in Washington, Dr. Jaishankar said, "It is a fact that often countries do not take a position when some other countries are victims of terrorism, which they would do when they themselves are." The government has again banned social media accounts of several Pakistani actors and cricketers in the country. Sources said the accounts were briefly accessible due to technical reasons. In May this year, the government had blocked several Pakistani YouTube channels and social media accounts for spreading anti-India propaganda and provocative content. They include Instagram accounts of actors Saba Kamar, Ahad Raza Mir, Yumna Zaidi, and Danish Taimur, and YouTube channels of cricketers Shahid Afridi and Shoaib Akhtar. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today inaugurated the first national-level conference of chairpersons of urban local bodies in the states and union territories at the International Center for Automotive Technology, Manesar, in Haryana. The theme of the two-day conference is Role of Urban Local Bodies in Strengthening Constitutional Democracy and National Building. The conference aims to serve as an important platform for outlining the important role of urban local bodies in a rapidly urbanizing country. It also aims to strengthen democratic institutions, share best practices, and explore and highlight innovative approaches to urban governance in the contemporary era. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju informed that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the proposal of the government to convene the monsoon session of Parliament from 21st July to 21st August. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said that in view of the Independence Day celebrations, there will be no sittings on the 13th and 14th of August. The Ministry of External Affairs has expressed deep concern at the abduction of three Indian nationals employed at the diamond cement factory in Kayes, Mali. The incident occurred on the 1st of this month when a group of armed assailants carried out a coordinated attack at the factory premises and forcibly took the Indian nationals as hostages. The ministry said in a statement that many military and government installations at multiple locations in western and central Mali in the West African country were attacked by terrorists. The Embassy of India in Bamako is in close and constant communication with the relevant authorities of the government of Mali, local law enforcement agencies, as well as the management of a diamond cement factory. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, inaugurated the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the State Legislative Assembly at DK Auditorium, Itanagar today. On the occasion, the governor unveiled the Golden Jubilee commemoration plaque marking the commencement of the 45-day-long celebratory event honoring 50 years of legislative excellence and the robust democratic spirit of the state. Chief Minister Pema Khandu released the official theme song of the Golden Jubilee, while Deputy Chief Minister Chona Meen launched the commemorative badge symbolizing the occasion. The India Met Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Janamani said a red alert has been issued for extremely heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, East Rajasthan and Karnataka today. After an overnight halt, the search operation resumed this morning to neutralize the terrorists in a dense forested area in Kishtwar district of Jammu and Kashmir. An encounter broke out between terrorists and security forces in the area last evening when police, the army and the CRPF launched a search operation following specific information about the presence of terrorists. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.